This is Chasing Wisdom, your source for conversation and serious ideas for those striving to become wiser leaders in business. Your host is Dr. Sam Serto. Sam is the Steinmetz Professor of Management in the Graduate School of Business at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. He also serves as a leader at Northland, a church distributed, located in Central Florida. Along with leaders from various fields, our goal is to provide practical wisdom for those navigating real-world business challenges. Welcome to this conversation about how to become a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Sam Serto, and you're listening to the Chasing Wisdom podcast. Here, leaders talk about business, Bible, and life to help all of us become wiser leaders. Today, our special guest is Paul DePalma. Paul is the CEO of Adept Leadership. As you listen to Paul, you'll be taking advantage of his over 30 years of real-world experience of bringing growth and success to numerous businesses, individuals, and nonprofits across the country. Economics.
I learned.
Well, we have a couple of quick hitters here. Give people kind of an idea of you and your background and where you are. You do a lot of executive coaching.
Yeah,
you do. And at the same time, you're very involved in giving back to the community. And people might be interested to hear about the food outreach that you're involved with.
Yeah, thank you. United Against Poverty is a local organization here in town that works as a cost-share grocery program, and so offers people food at a much reduced rate. Mm-hmm. And the whole process is all about a hand up, not a handout. And instead of enabling people with giving them food, they have to be a member and come to the cost-share grocery program to get reduced rate on food. And it really is amazing when people come to the location to see how surprised people are at the poverty level here in Orlando. It really is everywhere in the country, and it is a huge challenge, but we think we're making a difference.
I've had the privilege of touring that facility, and it's a grocery store.
Yeah, it's a grocery store, and what developed out of that was services beyond grocery, because people come to the grocery store and they would see that they had other needs in terms of maybe employment. So we started the Success Training Employment Program to try to get people and enable them to have sustainable long-term benefit from the
process. Tell us all, Paul, about your philosophy on giving back to the community as a CEO.
Yeah, I think it's essential. It's really right in our values statement that, you know, we seek to be profitable so we can sustain the organization and give back to the community. I think just part of the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. If we are blessed with effectiveness and productivity and value that we're creating with our clients, I think we need to share it with others. So it's deeply ingrained in our organization.
Good. And that's certainly biblical. That's one of the things we try to do here is combine business with the Bible.
Right, absolutely.
And move that way. You also were featured or involved in a magazine article with Forbes about training millennials.
That was interesting.
I think that's interesting to all of us, millennials these days.
Everyone is talking about millennials and the challenges with them. One thing, Sam, though, I believe is that all generations struggle with the previous generation. I know my father couldn't understand, and maybe you experienced this too, that, you know, my grandparents couldn't understand my parents couldn't understand us. And so it's a challenge to see how we can relate. But the fundamentals of management still apply, that we have to seek to understand the people that we're managing rather than just manage from our perspective. So I don't think it's significantly different. The context of it, millennials are a little bit different, but the methodologies, I think, remain the same.
Okay, good. Tell us a little bit about Adept Leadership.
Yeah.
And people may remember some of the conversation with you in your last podcast. This is your second podcast.
And
we've gotten a lot of good feedback from your comments and have invited you back to
thank you.
To expand a little bit. We also want to talk about your new book that's out in terms of leadership. So tell us a little bit about Adept Leadership.
Adept Leadership believes fundamentally that better management will equate to better performance. And so we work with individuals to increase their productivity. It's a big challenge these days to stay productive, to stay focused. And so we work with personal productivity. We do a lot of executive coaching and leadership development in groups where we bring groups of people together as functions or teams to learn and grow together and establish a shared vocabulary and methodology that they can hold themselves accountable to. And we do a lot of organization development, either team development, working with organizations on clarifying and executing on strategy, or even culture change, which is a big thing happening. And certainly when you're talking about mergers and acquisitions, the mixing of cultures is always a big challenge.
Right, right. You know, the two words organization and development are put together quite a lot. And we may have some people out there who are saying, what exactly is that?
Right.
What's that,
process? That's a great question. I have my master's in organization development, and a lot of people think, wow, he's really organized. That's really not what it's about. In the old days, they used to call it industrial psychology. And so it's the impact of people and their interpersonal relationships on the organization in which you work. So it's anything from my own time management, personal productivity, to how I deal with other people, to the methodologies of, like I said, bringing two separate teams together and the impact that it has. A lot of times people approach a merger and acquisition as a logistic and administrative task. They'll see financial benefits of bringing the groups together. But what they don't see is the hidden attitudes and cultures that people have that may be clashing. And so organization development would seek to bring those together in an effective way to kind of give up the things that they have to in order to have a shared experience, but understand where they're going together.
So there are people in the audience who might be wondering, I wonder if an organization development specialist would be worthwhile for me to think about in coming in the organization. Is there maybe a short case that you could tell us about from a real client situation that resulted in impact?
Right. Yeah. I think what ends up happening, so I think about an organization in which we were working. They're a group of technicians, and what they realized through the process that they came into the situation, they were highly ineffective. There was a lot of cost and overrun in the processes that they used. Mm-hmm. And what we helped them do was evaluate their processes, the reasons why they were doing the process, and understand that maybe they needed to give up some of the things that they used to. It's the old story about, you know, the ends of the ham. You've probably heard before,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. Why do we cut off the ends of the ham? Because my grandmother always did it, right? And so they were doing things because they had always done it, not because of the benefit that it provided the organization. Now, one of the situations actually was they had a preventative maintenance process that each engineer had to do on cell sites. Mm-hmm. So cell tower sites. And what they discovered was the reason why they did that preventive maintenance was because in the old days, they had batteries that were backup that had water in the batteries. And so they had to go refill the water all the time. Well, that was long gone. They didn't have batteries like that at all. By reducing that preventive maintenance, they reduced costs like $750,000 on this particular case. So organization development should have a huge impact. I often say to people that if they went and got their MBA, it would have great value. But if they got a master's in organization development, they would use it every single day of their life because it's dealing with people, their interactions, and how we all work together.
Hmm. Interesting. And all those things have to be combined in an effective way in order for the organization to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You also are involved in new product development, which I like that title, especially in your area.
Yeah.
Any new products that are in the offing?
Yeah, we're constantly working on that. For example, in old line training and development, you would have an interaction with a client and then you would really be done. But you can probably relate to this as a professor that now a lot of assignments are being posted on things like Blackboard and Canvas, and the professor can interact with the student online with the work that they've done. We're incorporating that. We're kind of unique in for being a boutique firm that we have a learning management system that our participants engage in outside of the sessions that we do with them. And so that we can monitor progress. And it's kind of a little bit of accountability as well. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're seeing the work they're doing between sessions that they do with us. So they have to actually apply the ideas, and that's what makes it sustainable. So that's been a big initiative for us. and also developing new material. You have to stay fresh with material. Fundamentally, the principles, my belief in terms of leadership is the principles remain the same, but the vocabulary and the context of it changes slightly. So we have to make sure we adapt that at all times too.
Good, good. Very good. Exciting times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exciting times. Can we switch to your book a little bit?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Becoming Adept, Applying Leadership Strategies for Lasting Change.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the title of your book.
That's the title of the book.
Okay. Yeah. In a couple of sentences, what's the message here?
I think the message really is about, it's kind of a two-part message. The Becoming Adept piece is believing that there's potential in everyone and that no matter what level you're at, you can still strive to kind of extract some of that potential. And if you're open and willing to, and I've had clients come through our training processes multiple times where they get something different out of it every time. So the belief that we can all kind of become adept as long as we're not trying for the quick fix.
Right.
The quick fix is like the contrary to the idea of becoming adept, that people, it's part of what many people think they should be doing and believe that can happen, but we believe in kind of an incremental approach. Applying leadership strategies for lasting change relates to the idea that I wanted people to know that they were going to get practical ideas that they can really use. And if they use those ideas, that the changes that they make would be long-lasting rather than that quick fix.
I love the word perspective here, and it's from your book. And mm-hmm. Incidentally, I would recommend the book for everyone who's interested in organizations and becoming a better leader in them. But the idea of perspective, and we have a feature here called Sunday to Monday. And Sunday to Monday has to do with how you might hear something on a Sunday from the pulpit and then take it to the work week and move forward with it. And in terms of this idea of perspective and in the small movements forward, you have a verse that you like a lot to illustrate this.
Yeah, because I think that we're often, what's publicized often is the quick fix, the quick change. In my book, I talk about how Instagram in a year had more value than the New York Times Media Company,
right?
In 1 year in a company that was over 150 years old. So we publicize that and everybody thinks that they can do it. And yet the quick fix isn't really sustainable. It's more like winning the lottery. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." The idea that the temple was being built and some people weren't satisfied with it, but God appreciated the fact that the effort began. The plumb knot line, as you know, is the very beginning of the process,
right?
We have to lay the lines down. And so it's reinforced that this idea of just beginning, just starting, taking the first step has a huge impact.
Yeah, awesome. My father was a carpenter, so I helped him to make a lot of plumb lines as they were, with the chalk and everything. Another issue that is a theme of your book has to do with the idea of attention. And keeping track. How does that fit into becoming an adept leader?
Yeah, this is becoming a huge issue, that there is actually a psychological syndrome now called information overload, and that what our smartphones have created is instant access at all times. So people struggle with being distracted and unfocused. Mm-hmm. It's a huge issue. So the reverse of that is we need to work on our attention management. Are we putting the attention to the things that are really important? You know, if people complain about the fact that they don't have time to get around to being with their kids or getting work done at home and they spend 8 hours a day on Facebook, maybe they should look at that, right? Maybe they need to consider the fact that I'm not putting Facebook or any social media down. It's great for kind of sharpening the saw and getting, you know, reinvigorated. But when you're spending 8 to 10 hours on it, avoiding other things, I think maybe it's an issue. So if we can think about the things that are most important to us and put our focus and attention on those, we can really be not only more productive, but more satisfied.
And in the materials we exchange, you talk about the idea of harvest illustrations.
Right.
And how those harvest illustrations in Scripture relate to that same thing.
I mean, you reap what you sow, right? And in John, he says, "I'm the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener." I mean, that's what we're talking about, is you will reap what you sow. So important, not only spiritually, but in your in your business life as well.
You have a theme that deals with authenticity, and I love it because it's not necessarily the way most people would think of authenticity.
Yeah, I think that it was really interesting. In the authenticity chapter, I interviewed a lot of my clients about authenticity because I wanted to see what their perspective was from a practical standpoint. And it was really interesting to see that people rejected the notion of being deeply genuine all the time, like revealing everything. That there's sometimes it goes a little bit too far and people feel uncomfortable with that. And it came to a clarity in a great discussion with one of my clients that the real measure of authenticity is it focused on the goal or objective that you're trying to accomplish. He talks about the fact that he was going on a listening tour with a group of his employees, kind of a two tiers down from him. And what he found was there was a certain point where they were giving him feedback and he was feeling really uncomfortable. And he really wanted to lash out. And his emotions were getting a hold of him. And so from an authentic standpoint, you might say, I need to be genuine and give these emotions. What he decided was, I need to hold those back for the greater good of allowing them to realize that it's safe to say whatever they want to say to me. And so he sublimated his true feelings, how he was authentically feeling toward the goal of creating a safe environment, which really made it more authentic.
A valuable lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
We end each podcast with a pearl of wisdom. And as much as we could go on and on here, we're sort of at the end of the podcast, Paul. A pearl of wisdom is the thought or the idea that you would like for somebody to take forward. And that they could live by, that they could lead by in this case. What would that pearl be for everybody?
Yeah, I think that, you know, last time I think it probably gave something really fundamental, and that's what I focus on is the fundamentals. So to me, here's my big pearl of wisdom, that simple isn't easy. And it's a simple statement and an easy concept to think about, but if you really dive into it, it relates to a lot of things in our life, that we try to take shortcuts on things that are simple. We try to intellectualize things. Sometimes it just takes effort. Sometimes it just takes showing up.
That's right.
And so, and the relationship as a Christian would be, you know, it's a simple act of faith to give your life to God. But it's a tremendous challenge to live that way day in and day out every single day. So although it's simple to take that leap of faith, it's challenging to live that way.
Actually, that's something Mark Twain once said, as I understand it.
Yeah, Mark Twain said, forgive my long letter, for I didn't have time to write a shorter one. I just love that, right? We go on and on and on when we're not clear. But when we simplify, it's a lot harder to get there.
And having just finished this book, you understand that message.
Absolutely.
It takes time to get it down to something simple.
It does take time.
And straightforward.
That's for sure.
Before we leave, can you help us with where we can get a copy of your book?
Absolutely. It's available on Amazon, all the e-readers, Kindle and Apple Books and the Barnes & Noble one.
Barnes & Noble one.
Yeah, right. What is that called?
Nook.
The Nook. And easily available. And it's both available in e-version and hard copy.
Good. Okay. I have to say this, but time is up. This was Paul DePalma and his amazing insights for becoming a wiser leader. You can connect with Paul with the email address. I'm just going to spell it for you. PDEPALMA at BECOMEADEPT.com. So it's Paul DePalma at BecomeAdept.com. Thanks to all of you listeners for tuning in. You can keep in touch with me on Facebook at chasing.wisdom or my website, chasewisdom.com. Until next time, be adept at changing and be adept at chasing. Thank you. God bless.
You've been listening to Chasing Wisdom with host Dr. Sam Serto. We would love to hear from you regarding this podcast. You can reach us at northlandchurch.net/chasingwisdom. We will be here each Wednesday with a fresh look at being a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life. Want to reach out to Dr. Serto? Email him at sserto@rollins.edu.